Beowulf, translated by Francis B. Grumet. 20. Hrothgar spake, helmet of Skaldings, ask not of pleasure. Pain is renewed to Danish folk. Dead is Æskir of Jermanlaf, the elder brother, my sage adviser and stay in council, shoulder comrade in stress of fight when warriors clashed and we warded our heads, hewed the helm bores. Hero, famed should be every earl as Æskir was. But here in Herat, a hand hath slain him of wandering death sprite. I wot not whither, proud of the prey, her path she took, fain of her fill. The feud she avenged that yesternight, unyieldingly Grendel in grimmest grasp thou killst, seeing how long these liegemen mine he ruined and ravaged. Reft of life, in arms he fell. Now another comes, keen and cruel, her kin to avenge, faring far in feud of blood, so that many a thane shall think, whoe'er sorrows in soul for that sharer of rings, this is hardest of heart bales. The hand lies low that once was willing each wish to please. Land-dwellers here and liegemen mine, who house by those parts, I have heard relate that such a pair they have sometimes seen. March stalkers, mighty the moorland haunting, wandering spirits. One of them seemed, so far as my folk could fairly judge, of womankind, and one accursed in man's guise trod the misery track of exile, though huger than human bulk. Grendel, in days long gone, they named him, folk of the land. His father they knew not, nor any brood that was born to him of treacherous spirits. Untrod is their home, by wolf cliffs haunt, they and windy headlands, fenways fearful, where flows the stream from mountains gliding to gloom of the rocks' underground flood. Not far is it hence, in measure of miles, that the mere expands, and o'er it the frost-bound forest hanging, sturdily rooted, shadows the wave. By night is a wonder weird to see fire on the waters, so wise lived none of the sons of men to search those depths. Nay, though the heath rover, harried by dogs, the horn-proud hart, this holt should seek long distance driven, his dear life first on the brink he yields, ere he brave the plunge to hide his head. 'Tis no happy place. Thence the welter of waters washes up wan to welkin when winds bestir evil storms and air grows dusk and the heavens weep. Now is help once more with thee alone, the land thou know'st not, place of fear, where thou findest out that sin-flecked being. Seek if thou dare. I will reward thee for waging this fight with ancient treasures as erst I did with winding gold if thou winnest back. Read by Rick Kistner. For Lit2Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.